Okay, like the steps going up to Woodruff from this side. What would you call those?
Just the stairs.
Stairs? You call them stairs?
No, I'd call them steps.
You call them steps?
Uh-huh.
Is it because they're outside?
Yes, I guess that would be
it. So you call those stairs steps when they're outside, right?
Yes. Or stairs are usually a narrow set of steps, and I refer to steps as being wide, you know, covering a large area of space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the part of the house that's big and has columns on it?
A plantation style home.
Okay, what's built outside the door of a house to walk on?
A porch.
You put chairs on it.
A porch.
Okay, what would you call one, a little tiny one, just over the door? Or one that ran around the front and the side of the house? You know what I'm talking about? Surrounds the house? Would you call it anything?
Just different? No, just a side porch or front porch, depending on where it was located then.
Okay, would you ever call it a veranda?
No.
Piazza?
No.
Okay. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the one upstairs?
Usually a balcony.
A balcony?
Uh-huh.
What about one at the back of the house?
It's just a back porch. A patio. Mm-hmm.
A patio? Does it make any difference if it has a roof? If that porch has, that little patio has a roof or not?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay, what if you were in your room and somebody came in and opened, you know, they opened the door and you didn't want it open? What would you tell them to do? Someone to blank the door?
Would you shut the door?
Okay. Okay, what do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
The siding.
Siding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let's say you found a pair of stockings and a nail ripped them. You took a hammer and did what to the nail?
If I have a pair of...
I don't mind letting people
answer. That's the question.
Okay, every day you take your car and what into town?
Drive into town.
Okay. Let's say you're in your car. You blanked town yesterday.
Drove to town yesterday.
Okay. You are?
Driving.
And you had?
Driven.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Okay. What do you call the little things on the edge of the roof that, you know, carry the water off?
The gutters.
Gutters. You ever call them anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay, what would you, you know, you have a roof on a house and an L, what do you call the place where the two come together? You know what I'm talking about?
The corner.
Right. Gutter, join with, what, you call it a gutter?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure. Or an alley?
No.
A gutter?
Mm-hmm, just a gutter.
Okay, what do you call little buildings, you see them a lot of time on country houses, that, you know, they have a little building that's used for storing wood or tools or something like that. What would you call that?
A woodshed.
A woodshed?
Mm-hmm.
What if it stored something besides wood? What if it stored tools? What would you call it?
Tool shed.
Tool shed?
Mm-hmm. I guess depending on what was inside.
What was inside it?
Mm-hmm.
You ever call it a lean-to or a tool house?
No.
No?
Usually a shed.
Okay. What do you call outdoor toilets?
Outhouse.
Outhouse? You call anything else besides that, like when you're joking around, you know, if you're telling a joke or something?
No, I usually would say outhouse.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay, let's say you were having some problems and you were telling me about them. You might say, well, blank troubles too. Okay, you were having some troubles and you were telling me all about them.
Uh-huh.
You might say, you know, well, or either, you know, I've had troubles and I was telling you all about my troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had your troubles too. And you say, well,
I've
blank troubles too.
I've had my troubles too.
Okay.